When you have money, you start investing in your future. When you start investing in your future, you start worrying you'll make mistakes.
Oops.
When you start worrying you'll make mistakes, you can't sleep at night and watch infomercials.
Pick up cat hair, some clothes.
When you watch infomercials, you think you can get rich by placing tiny classified ads in newspapers. When you place tiny classified ads in newspapers, you subscribe to those papers to make sure your ad is running. When you subscribe to a bunch of newspapers, they pile up at your house, making it look like you're not home. When you look like you're not home, Girl Scouts don't come to your door. When Girl Scouts don't come to your door, you don't get to buy Girl Scout cookies. Don't miss out on Girl Scout cookies. Get rid of get-rich-quick schemes from infomercials and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
I'll tell you right now, if I don't get some Girl Scout cookies. So.
What about the contest and your apple shape and all that? Donation.
When it's Girl Scout. We're going to need another CFP CPA. And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako. With Shauna Theriault and Troy Harmon. All right, Shauna. So, we had an interesting scenario this week that we wanted to sort of lay out.
Absolutely.
And discuss, because I bet it's on most people's minds at one time or another.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just a scenario as, you know, should you own, should you rent? So, this is a scenario where a person was divorced and they sold their house, got a sum of money and had some in savings and just wondered, you know, what's the best thing to do? Should I own a home? Should I rent a home? Pros and cons of each. And it really depends on their specific circumstance. So, I mean, you have to look at the cash flow. Can they afford to own a home versus rent? How long you want to live there? You know, if you just got divorced or if you're in a situation where you're not, you know, moving to a new area, we get that a lot. Should I buy? Should I rent? Or they've lived in a house for a long time and decided to sell. And, you know, really depends on their specific situation. If you're going to live there for less than 5 years, then it's probably not worth it to sell or purchase. It's better to rent. You have to think about costs of, you know, furnishing the house, but even selling the house too. So if you're going to live there less than 5 years, you have a 6% commission. It doesn't make sense to buy it and turn around and sell it. But the pros and cons of buying versus renting. So when you purchase a home, you get tax breaks and deductions. And so instead of just laying out rent every month, you know, you're building equity in the home. So if you turn around and go to sell it, you could make money off of it, although a lot of people haven't in the past several years. But also the tax deductions, as I mentioned. So, you know, depending on what your deductions are for the standard deduction. An individual has $6,300 in standard deduction, so anything above that they can deduct, you know, the higher of the two, and then jointly is $12,600. So if you're paying a mortgage, you can deduct the interest, you can deduct the real estate taxes. So it does make, you know, good tax decision to deduct it, but you really have to look at the specific circumstance.
Well, not to mention that home buying a primary residence is a lifestyle decision.
Right.
Most people don't make a whole lot of money on their primary residence, contrary to what everyone will tell you when they sell a house, because they generally will do things to the house that other people don't care about.
Right.
You know, on my first house, I managed to build a back porch called Taj Mahal. I put in granite this and tile that and hardwood here, and you think all that's going to add up, but the neighborhood's only going to support.
Yeah. You're right, the comps in the area.
Correct.
You're right.
So
you might get a little more if you're building on livable space, but in the end, it really is about the neighborhood as much as anything else.
More of a use asset than an investment, really.
Right. So it's, you know, I view that as a lifestyle decision, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Now, you know, besides the money part of it, I know you were talking about some of the decisions have to be made, but I'm not inclined. Listen, there's something to be said about renting, okay? Not just because we rent a lot of apartments and single-family homes for clients, but, you know, there's nothing worse than when I come home from work and something's broken and I got to fix it. I got rid of my boat because of that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Boats are notorious for those.
Break out another thousand. That's what boat stands for.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So
yeah, hole
I do
water,
still miss my
boat, down.
However, comma. But that's the same scenario with a house. At least if you're renting in an apartment or a home, and you know the dishwasher breaks or the hot water heater breaks or whatever, you can call somebody and they'll come fix it generally.
Yep. Yep.
But like you said, you're not building any equity, but you know, I don't know, Troy, what do you think?
Well, there's a couple of things here, and I know one of the questions that he had asked is, you know, whether or not a publicly traded REIT would be a viable hedge against not owning a home. Well, you know, if you assume that the rent that you're paying could be compared to the mortgage payment that you make every month, the mortgage actually does build some sort of equity. I mean, the building onto the house, maybe not so much, but
it's just instead forced savings.
Yeah, that's exactly the concept. And usually that forced savings in real estate, we've seen over time, you know, the equity of the property is boosted by, you know, 2.5%, 3.5%, whatever inflation happens to be during that time. Of course, during a period like 2007, 2008, mm-hmm. you can also see a correction in that, and it's not something we see very often. As far as answering that question, is a REIT a viable option? A very small portion of a REIT's income or appreciation is actually derived from the inflation in the property value. Really what it's more tied to is the operational aspects of the real estate investment. And meaning that, you know, REITs can be a mortgage-based REIT, or it can be, you know, a rent-based. It's,
income.
It can be,
cash flow.
And it's varies, too, because it's not always residential properties. It could be, you know, a commercial real estate property. It could be all kind of things. So I guess in a quick answer, it's no.
It's not comparable.
Especially right now. We've seen, you know, I talked about it coming into this into the show, how interest rates actually have impacted certain asset classes, and real estate is one of them that hasn't fared well. If you think about why, when the cost of your capital increases faster than your rent can increase, you have a contraction there in the operational income of that sort of business. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that are going to impact. Plus,
well, I don't want to give the impression that I'm against home ownership, because I'm absolutely not. I can't imagine renting for much longer than a year.
Right.
My generation, our generation, was buy a house, buy a house, buy a house.
Right.
The generation behind us, not so much.
Sure.
They want freedom to move about when they want to.
Yeah. I mean, so you do have to take into account the specific situation. But I will tell you that even with interest rates rising just a tad, it's still the best time to finance 30-year fixed.
Right.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, 30 years from now, you're going to be laughing how cheap that money was.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing.
Yeah.
You might be laughing 5 years from today.
Yeah.
Although we've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I talked to my dad, and he cries about the fact that his first house he bought, he had to pay 15% interest on the mortgage. I mean,
high credit card.
Yeah. I mean, it is for today's times, but that was a common mortgage. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't outlandish. You think about the federal funds rate in 1982 actually spiked to 18%.
Right.
Wow.
We're at 0.5 right now.
Right.
I mean, it's a different world. It's a whole new relative situation. And I think you're absolutely right, Bill. 20 years from now, people would give you everything they had for collateral and a left arm to get 3.5% interest on a mortgage.
No question. Now, I wish you would just tell my wife what you just said. She should learn to say those words. Absolutely right, Bill.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Keep trying to
yes,
draw
ma'am.
Me
I'm
into
sorry,
that
ma'am.
Domestic thing. I ain't going there, Bill. I just ain't doing it.
All right, look, we're going to stop here for a quick break. If you have questions, you can email us at drgene@hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com, or you can reach us during the week, 770-429-9166. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.